Time now for sports with Jared Sleppy.
Region quarterfinal action got underway last night around the state. In Region 3, Lemoore Litchfield Marion advances after defeating Napoleon GS 62-37. South Border will take on the Lobos after defeating Griggs Makota 51-50. Linton HMB defeats Carrington 53-49. And Allendale defeats Medina Pingree Buchanan 75-52. Semifinal action starts tonight at 6 o'clock at the Jamestown Civic Center. You can catch all the games over on our sister station, Thunder Country 98.3, and you can stream it online at newsdakota.com. And in Region 1, Enderlin advances to the semifinal round after defeating Richland 79-52. They'll take on Oak Grove tonight at 6 o'clock after Oak Grove defeated Sargent County 79-74. In the other semifinal, Central Cass defeated Lisbon 58-38. They'll take on Kindred, who defeated Northern Cass 65-45. The Minnesota Timberwolves have now won 5 games in a row after their 43-point blowout against the Portland Trailblazers last night. The Big Cat finished with 27 points, shooting 10 of 15 from the free throw line with 13 rebounds. He was also picked the NBA's Player of the Week for the second time this season. They'll return to action tomorrow night to take on the Oklahoma City Thunder again. You can catch that right here on KDDR with a tip-off at 7 and pregame starting at 6:30. The Minnesota Wild are still trying to get into a groove in their busiest month of the season. They'll host the New York Rangers tonight at 7 o'clock. Some breaking news in the NFL this morning. Aaron Rodgers expected to return once again to the Green Bay Packers. Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley has been suspended the entire 2022 season for betting on football games this past November. 11 months ago, the NFL announced its first ever U.S. sportsbook partnerships with Caesars Entertainment, DraftKings, and FanDuel. In baseball news, if the MLB and the MLBPA cannot reach a deal tonight, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred has committed to canceling another week of games. And in college basketball news, last night in the SoCon Championship, Chattanooga's David Jean Baptiste knocked down a 40-footer at the buzzer to send the Mocs to the NCAA tournament over Furman. The Paladins' 42-year NCAA tournament drought continues. Georgia State also clinched a spot in the tournament after their 80-71 win over Louisiana in the Sun Belt Championship. 6 more spots in the tournament will be clinched tonight. With a look at your sports, I'm Jared Sleppy for NewsDakota.com.